an armload of names, an arm list long, that can verify that this kid would have tried the patience of Job or an angel. That's why I feel so badly, because we don't jump in when one of our members get into legal difficulties. If they violate the law, a few weeks ago, the only case I know that has violated the law, some kid who's new in our parish picked some slugs. I guess they have slugs in the Ukiah Journal. He put them in a parking meter, and he called. I said, well, to face the music, tell the truth. He had no business doing that. You know that's not ethical teaching. And he called Tim, and Tim said the same thing. And so he went to court and faced the music. And the officer was kind enough to call us, like, even before any action proceeded. So we don't go around trying to bend law enforcement, and you can certainly find that from Chief Salisbury.
If you did, it would certainly be different than anything that I'd ever heard.
Never have. Never have called. The first time I've ever called Duncan James was over this instance, because I feel so badly about it. It'll be a tragedy if this young man, with all he's done for human beings, gets socked because of one unfortunate spanking. It'll be a tragedy. And naturally, I'm loyal to my parishioners when they're good people, and I'm loyal to everyone. I would Duncan James. I hope I would do all my power to see that he remains. And I've been loyal to anyone in the community who serves people. The loyalty doesn't just extend to my own people. You'll find that we're the most loyal people in the world, and Mr. Shakin could no way have the authority to speak about how we would vote. He has not. In the first place, we're not a monolith. In the second place, I know he didn't mean to imply anything to do with votes or to impress upon you to do something from votes' standpoint. I'm sure what he was trying to say is, here is a mess. We see a prejudiced deputy who has done the initial arrest or the initial investigation. Will you please, Sheriff John Dahl, look into it?
Yeah, that's I assured him that I would do.
And that's what they told me. So I was sorry you had they had no feeling of, they had a good feeling about the call that I knew that was officially made. But when Tim told me you'd been threatened about votes, I thought maybe you were getting some impersonating calls, so I wanted to get right on it. So if Shakin said this, I'll, how did he say it exactly? I don't want to get any bad blood started here.
I don't recall the wording exactly. I know that at the time that he said it, maybe I misunderstood what he was saying, but I don't think I did, but I just don't recall the exact wording of it.
You have the thought that he was trying to, you said something about own you or something.
No, I just, maybe I'm becoming paranoid.
You know, they said that paranoids that change the world. I think someone in the United Nations said that, and paranoids do have real enemies, so I guess we all can afford to be a little bit paranoid. I can say this, though, Sheriff, that no one has the idea of trying to use influence of votes. That's unethical. It would be contrary to my teachings, and I don't believe it consciously.
I felt that, or I wouldn't have asked him to try to arrange for me to get hold of you if I didn't.
Who knows what someone does subconsciously in desperation? I can't know Shakin's mind, but I'll certainly find it out, and I'll reprimand him for even mentioning votes. I don't know what that had to do with it, because all he was instructed to do by me when I couldn't get a hold of you, and he wasn't actually instructed. I think that it was a Miss Buford. Did you talk to Miss Buford?
No, I don't believe.
Was there a woman in the conversation with you?
Yeah.
All right, that's the woman I instructed. So she's got Shakin into it. I instructed him to just ask you to get your, and it was something I won't do very often, you can be assured, because we seldom ever have any, I know of only two cases we've ever had, this one and one other that's ever gone before the courts, that young man with the slugs. I just wanted you to get your personal scrutiny and closest evaluation of what was going on. Then I felt utterly safe.
Fine, well, this is being done. And
fine, that's all.
I'm very closely today, and like I said, I'm waiting for these pictures to come back. Everything that I can see in the report is very fair and nothing prejudicial anywhere in it.
That's good.
Strictly in facts. And from the deputy's standpoint, his report mainly consists of the fact that he was notified by school authorities and Child Protective Service. Mm-hmm. We've already been notified by school authorities. And mm-hmm. His is a superficial report.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the report was followed up
I think that if you could, there's one other woman there that works there that has been, I don't know whether you should say anything to her or not, I'll just abreast you of the comments made about this, that, and the other. The woman who's, I think, father or something owns a rest home, who said that I'd tear down his fences. She's made remarks, some deputy, that I'd tear down his fences if he didn't sell his place to me. Now, that is an unmitigated lie, if the woman indeed did say it. I've forgotten her name. Johnson is the, she's a relative of someone named Johnson. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Well, do you have a woman deputy? What?
We have a woman deputy that used to be a Johnson. She's a guest pool now.
That's it. That's the name, I think. Well, this woman was in a public place and supposed to have made some remarks, too, that, and I think the three of them made some remarks, or this is a chance to nail Jones's group, so you can see how this would get us, you can see how we'd be paranoid, how hyper that would make a person
and
apprehensive.
Because
we've never had that kind of prejudice even in the general community. It's always just been a small fringe, and I thought, derelict, that I should perhaps give you notification of what I'd had probably a month ago about this undermining. I thought, well, maybe we're causing you some difficulty. Maybe they feel that we helped elect you or something, which I've never told a soul. I don't think they would know that in the first place. But I wondered, with all that prejudice against us, if there was unrest and they were trying to push someone else ahead because you were making changes of a progressive nature that they didn't like, that I ought to get with you, I ought to get to you with this information, because I couldn't understand that much prejudice coming out against us from any source unless they thought we were trying to support something they were opposed to in law enforcement.
Of course, there's some of them that I have no doubt probably have some strong feelings, although I've never heard it myself, but I hear these things. I don't know whether they do or not.
Well, I don't either, but these are comments that have come to us, not from the usual stupid grapevine, like the 121 calls I've got. I think we got about 30 of those were lunatics that called themselves.
There's enough of those people around.
And they told us rumors I don't think had ever been said. For instance, I know they talked about one man who's been very supportive, said that we ought to be investigated for having guns. Well, now, I know better because I know he's been one of our best supporters. He's not a member of our church, but he's a Mormon, and he's a city councilman, our board of supervisors member, and I know he's been very supportive. I've heard it from Mormons. I've heard it from non-church people, so I know the woman was a liar, and there are troublemakers like that that just try to divide people of goodwill.
Oh, there definitely are.
I wish they'd never put that ad in. Honest to God, that ad has just driven me crazy today. So if I feel my voice is horrible to listen to, discount a little of it because I've been on the phone so much. I'm sorry that I've taken up as much of your time as I have.
I won't keep you on the phone any longer. I certainly appreciate your calling.
Does that resolve everything you wanted to talk to me about?
Right.
That's good.
That mainly covers it.
That's good.
And anything... I assure you that there is not going to be any prejudicial things in the handling of this case.
I know it won't be if it's in your hands. I must say I'm a little trepidatious about some of these deputies talking the way that I have witnesses that they've talked in public places.
No, I don't like this. Naturally, and whenever I do hear of it, well, I usually pull the deputy in and tell him to keep his mouth shut.
Well,
he has feelings,
frankly,
Chief,
frankly, Sheriff, you know of it. I don't know that would. I think you may even compound our problem if you go to them about it.
Well,
but I just thought I'd let you know.
I treat it in the manner of that I treat deputies. Always have a tendency, it seems like, especially, I don't know, certain ones, to shoot their mouth off when they should keep quiet, whether it be about the people's temple or whether it be about whatever it may be about, they shoot their mouth off.
Well, anything,
whatever it is,
yes, true.
I
that's
always
true.
Handle it all in the same manner.
Well, I'll
keep
take
your mouth shut if you've got thoughts
to yourself. You're entitled to them. That we have freedom of speech and freedom of thought, fortunately, and I hope that always remains.
As long as you're putting that uniform on and riding around, we'll keep your thoughts to yourself.
Well, frankly, from my heart, and you can judge the sincerity of the tone of my voice, my major concern was that maybe there was unrest because I'd heard no such comments from the local Ukiah police. I thought maybe someone had gotten wind that we had favored you and that they were being critical, more critical, because we were causing more pain for you.
Yeah,
that's frankly it.
I don't think that's the case.
Because I have never mentioned it one bit, because as I told you when they came here, I want to get good people elected, and I don't want any laurels, and I really am disgusted if Shaken used that. I elected you out of enlightened self-interest. I didn't do a thing for you. I helped elect you and put the votes there because I wanted the kind of service you'd bring this community.
Well, that I appreciate. I certainly hope that you have the faith that I'm going
to... I still do. And if the election were run tomorrow, I'd do exactly what I did. And as you found after the election, there was no ballyhooing about us being supporters of you, because we felt that if there were 10 people that we would turn away from you, that would be contrary to what we want to achieve in the community. So we tell the people that we can influence, and there are a host of them outside of our church, and we just don't talk to those people that we know we couldn't influence. And we certainly don't go around trying to take any credits for getting anyone elected. We've won some, and we've lost some. I was glad in the supervisorial election, and in your case, we won. We've also lost. And I think the reason we lost one time was because some of our people talked too freely. So we've learned our lesson. We don't talk about who we're going to support, because we want to get good community servants, and that we have gotten in you, and we're not unhappy about that at all. And you inherited a sheriff's department, and I hope they gave you no impression that these personnel, that we thought that was any reflection on you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And that's where it stands.
Fine. Really.
Thank you so much.
You better get off of this phone and rest your voice.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Bye.